Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98.
All right. Thank you, Inept Hero. It is Monday morning. It's actually cold outside. You're going to enjoy that.
The Arctic winds.
The current temperature is today's high. That's going to be the weird part because it's going to cool off as the day goes on. The high temperature today is supposed to be like 66 or 67. That's what it is right now.
Oh, man.
So it's going to just continually.
I'm not going outside, man.
It's going to maintain or it's going to drop. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to make it. Perfect. It's just absolutely awesome. And. My dad's up north right now, and I chatted with him a little bit, and he said, yeah, it might snow. So I get a little snow up there, too.
We were supposed to get some rain last night. They were talking about
that
like on Saturday.
You never
like,
believe it.
Then they said today as well.
I don't believe it. Don't count on that. That's like somebody
like
telling you're going to win the lottery.
Over there.
Bruce Mrew. There's lottery ticket sales every day at Circle K, and nobody ever goes, looks like billions brewing in there. Nope, you're going to lose this fight. Just assume it's not going to and be surprised when it does.
Speaking of the lottery, I think the guy was up in Boston. He went online and bought two tickets, and he accidentally pressed the same numbers. So he bought two of the same numbers. Both of them popped the $1 million.
No, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, how was it's the same ticket?
Because it has multiple winners and there's multiple tickets out there.
Man. So you just buy the same one over and over. You get like millions every time. That's great. Smart idea. Genius.
Going to buy a house and then save the rest.
Listen to this. Toledo's not in the room right now.
Tell Toledo about that.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell Toledo. He'll spend all his money. These are great. Toledo, the Seahawks, he's not in the room. He's going to like this. Hey, Holmberg, can you please tell Toledo to pull that tampon out of his ass to start the day? I get it. He thinks Cardinal fans are chirpy. I mean, all he said was, Cardinal fans chirping in my ear. I mean, that was it.
Yeah.
I know he thinks Cardinal fans are chirpy after a win, and maybe they are. Just like every other fan from every other effing team. But I have to say that Seahawks fans are some of the most obnoxious people when it comes to their team. Cardinal fans, and Arizona sports fans in general, pretty fantastic by nature. What the hell does Dick think when a producer of the radio station in Phoenix, home to a division rival of the team he supports, what's he thinking? I'm still hesitant to say that the Cardinals are going to go off, or the Cardinals are going to the playoffs this year, but last night's game was a lot of fun, and I felt good knowing that somewhere out there, the ridiculous Seahawks chant was muted, at least for one day. It's a good point. And then someone else emailed and said, has anyone else said that since the chair switch, that's you, Brett,
oh, all right.
Brady is a lot funnier?
Yeah.
Do you want to comment on that at all?
Because
if you don't, I will.
I agree.
You agree you're funnier now?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to expound on in that situation or just going to leave it at that?
I'll leave it at that.
All right. Brady's happy. The happy fella. You're a camper of happiness.
That's all I want.
You're camp happy. So this is my day yesterday. I was telling you guys about this before. I went to this place a while ago called Optimize. Megan talked me into this.
I've heard of that.
It's a small little store over, I think it's called Optimize, something like that if it's not. But it's on Indian School in like 32nd Street, 36th Street. But it's kind of this this place for body therapy. It's got like a whole bunch of red light saunas, real saunas. They're really cool.
Like a therapeutic.
Yeah. It's like a therapy place. Like therapy, because I got this horrible arthritis stuff that just drives me nuts. I'm trying to fix it and without any doing anything nuts. So you go in and you get these, you know, circulation, like inflatable body suit thing. It feels amazing. And then you get into this sauna, this hot sauna, and they've
and
got hot
that,
tubs.
Does that zap you at all?
No. Well, they have something like that. But this thing just like basically is a compression and then releasing compression. It's almost like a body massage. It feels phenomenal. And you get in this like sauna and the it just steams you. It's like 140 degrees in there and just cook. It's great. Got a hot tub.
But then you're like $2,000 later. What?
And so I'm thinking, I don't want to, well, I'll tell you in a second. So I'm going on and on about this whole deal. And, oh my God, there's people texting me about the Trump rally like crazy. It's nonstop.
Is it still going on? It was an all-nighter?
It may actually be. So,
3-day bender.
It won't end. Anyway, so I'm going into this thing, and I look, and there's a couple hot tubs in there, and a couple cold baths, ice baths, which I'm into. I like that. Like getting into ice baths is fun. So I'm there, and they go through the sauna, and then they're walking you through the thing, so you can get into the hot tub, and then the cool, and then the hot, and the cool, and you go back and forth, right?
Contrast,
yes. And so I hop into the ice bath, which I think is fantastic. And, you know, 2 minutes is pretty good for your first time. I did a whopping 4 minutes in this thing. It's cold. It's
the ache.
High 30s, low 40 degree water.
And it is 40 seconds, let alone 4 minutes.
Well, you think so, but you get in there and you just kind of brave it. And then so I hop out, and then you're supposed to do these weird little warrior squats so your body doesn't just lock up when you get, and then you get in the hot tub. So I start to go towards the hot tub. And having social anxiety as bad as I do, it's hard enough for me to be in there and just, you know, a pair of shorts with a bunch of strangers and stuff. And if Megan wasn't there, I'd have left because I can't do people like that. So as I'm going towards the hot tub, some dude hops right into the ice cold bath after me. And I'm like, wait a minute, we're all using the same icy water? Because I peed in that. I didn't, but I thought that I would say that to just scare people. So then I go to get into the hot tub, and a man in a pair of shorts that one side was creeping up the crack of his ass. So it was like in the crack of his ass, kind of.
Ugh.
And I'm like, ew. And he starts hopping in the hot tub. And all I'm thinking is there's butt flakes and like weird, I don't know what, falling off of these people. And I can't get in there. So I'm not getting in that. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I thought you guys like, no, it's chlorinated. I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's still... I have a real aversion towards humanity and them doing things I'm doing, and I don't want to sit in a hot tub with a stranger. So,
you had to sit together?
Oh, he's in there. Yeah, he got in there right as I was going to get in. And she goes, you really need to contrast and go from this to that. And I'm like, I'm not – I'm going home is what's going to happen next. There's going to be just a dry-off period. I really liked this place. I really enjoyed it. But it got me thinking. And if you're in – if you can – look, it's me. I'm the one with the hang-ups. There's a lot of odd – middle 50s aged men and women really in tune with their bodies. Let's just say that. They're real comfortable with their bodies. And some should be, and some shouldn't. But they're hopping in and out of the water that you were just in, and that to me is like, ugh, I can't take a bath. I wouldn't take a bath with you. That's why I don't like...
I told you that one time. I was up to my knee in the ice bath.
Yeah.
It was at the Village. But... basically, this Armenian old man jumps in. Looked like Ken Davidin from, just look him up. Body is covered in hair. And he does the complete plunge because it's deep enough.
Yeah.
And my leg's in there, and he comes up, and it's just his black hair.
See, and that's the thing. That's all I thought about was, like, body hair and butt flakes and all sorts of stuff. And, yeah, the
and
chlorine can
the
handle it.
The ice thing is different because I tend to lean... towards it's always thinks like, wow, the heat kills it. Like,
well,
like
reason,
a hot tub,
yeah.
It's a little more.
But it's the opposite.
Friendly.
Or
it
actually
is.
Stirs it.
Yeah,
yeah,
the hot actually makes it a stew.
I know.
But that's why I've never been a guy, like I never understood that whole, you want to get into the hot tub with us? No, I would never bathe with you.
You just got to get over, but it has changed. I'm
not getting in a hot tub with anybody except for one person. That's it.
That's the battle that's going on right now, a little bit with the pandemic about people going back to gyms.
Yeah, they should close that.
Because they're like the
swampy.
Being around people and then the whole.
Sitting in the saunas and just.
Is everything being cleaned off?
You
got to
worry. And they were. This place was spotless. Yeah. It's not them, it's my social anxiety.
And most
anxiety.
Places are. But it's created that mental barrier for a lot of people.
So I go, I want the ice bath. I love the ice bath, but I don't want to do it in a public place. I want my own, right? So I talked to my buddy, Jordan Tennant, who's a doctor, does the manipulation stuff for my shoulders.
Yeah.
And we're talking, he goes, get yourself a meat freezer, and they have drains and stuff. Get a big enough one, and then you can doll it up on the outside, build a deck around it, like a mobile home.
All you have to do is lift the lid.
Yeah, you build a deck around it, you put siding on it, it looks like it's, and then you pop the lid open, you hop in there, you pour your ice and your water, and it's got a drain. You're golden. I'm like, hey, this isn't bad. It isn't at all. So I start looking online. I'm looking, oh, that's going to be tough to put it in a spot. You got to get the right place. So I go to Best Buy yesterday, and I didn't realize what I was saying to the girl. She didn't flinch. And I said, I don't know where you keep them. I can't find them, but I need one of them meat freezers on the ground with the cabinet. The only that doesn't open from the front. It opens on the top. And I said, I need it to be big enough for a body. She goes, no problem. And hits the computer. And I'm like, did I just say it? And so now I'm thinking to myself, didn't flinch.
Yeah.
I'm going with this. I'm going to see how far we can start talking. I'm
it's
like, yeah.
The Best Buy side notes.
And right? Yeah. So she's looking and she's like, okay, well, this one's it's 6 cubic. And I'm like, no. It needs to be for about a 6 foot human body. Okay. Let me just see what we got. She goes, these start getting a little expensive, but it also needs to be stored outside. Okay. She just wouldn't stop. And I'm like, these are those moments on Dateline NBC where they interview the Best Buy girl and say, we didn't realize it, but we sold him the freezer. And he was just telling me it's for the bodies, but it is for a human body. Can't find one to save my ass. And then, so I got friends who were like, we'll just buy one off Craigslist. No, it'll die out in the sun. I need one of them high-end outdoor ones, and those start getting pricey. Or just buy the real Whirlpools.
You'd be surprised like if you build a decent little deck around it that's insulated.
Yeah, that'd look great.
Because I've had on a patio before, I had a regular refrigerator, mini fridge out there that wasn't commercial grade.
It'll get
it
cooked.
Does make a difference.
It's huge. You know,
but
because I used to have one out at the bar before I went and said, screw it, I got to buy outdoor fridges because they kept dying.
It's worth the money.
It is, because you're just going to keep churning out these little ones over and over.
It's funny that she just didn't even question
didn't
you.
Didn't flinch.
Was her name Anna Marie Gotti or something like that? I mean, she's just used to it.
I understand. I totally get this.
At least a laugh or something.
Yeah, no kidding. Joking,
right?
Yeah.
Nothing. And it just kind of fell out of my mouth because my purpose was completely, I just need it big enough for like a body to get in. No problem. And she just starts hammering the keyboard. Doesn't even look at me like, yeah, every day I get this order. Look, you're going to want the XL5139. Maytag makes a beauty. In fact, two bodies. Just going to be tougher to roll.
We got the Hoffa special edition right over here in the corner.
He hit the lottery that day. He hit the one person there that helps.
It's got casters. You can put it on wheels and get it out of there just in case somebody comes to look, you know? All right, here we go. I got this one. I got this one. And I'm like, all right. Well, none of them are in stock because what I want to do is get in it. I have to test this. I can't just order online for this thing. So then I'm like, well, maybe this isn't going to work. I started to look at the ice baths that you can buy for your house. They're like,
they start at
$7,000. Well, for ones that fit your body and actually do a good job, you can get the
cheaper
ones.
Might be worth it.
Nah, maybe. That's too much. I'll just pour ice in my bathtub.
Come on. You got that dough.
Thanks, Joe. I'll just pour ice in my bathtub and soak in that. It's just going to take longer, which may be what I end up doing. Because you start thinking about it, and you're like, why does the bucket of ice cost so much money when I've got this bathtub I don't use, and I can just pour ice in that?
But now you're going to have to get a big-ass ice machine, too, to fill this thing.
You can get ice delivered to your house.
Oh, okay. So you got to get one of those coolers like we got out back?
The process of draining, whereas you get
the
ice whirl, it already circulates. You only have to drain it like every 3 months.
Yeah, well, that's the idea behind this.
A lot more often.
Is I don't have to drain it. I can just keep the temperature regulated at like 44 degrees, so the water always is in
there. And then you just treat it with your own chlorine or whatever?
It's just me.
Yeah.
Your Armenian's not coming over to take it.
Yeah, I got Brady's napkin to have it undone. Yeah. There might be a stray pube floating in there, but it's mine. That was the thing, though, when I saw that, and I saw that guy hop into that cool bath behind me. I'm like, oh, no. I just soak in other people's pubes, and I've got a real issue. Some people, like you, seem to not have an issue with like getting into things other people have been in. Like, you'd get into a hot tub with laser and the neighbors. Probably.
I haven't. No, that easier for me to go into a club and do it. I do it there.
With people you
but
don't
like
know?
Like, the backyard. Yeah, it's weird. Well, because I know that's being maintained, at least. Again, not every – like, I wouldn't go into a certain – it all depends on the facility at the club.
Hmm.
Like at the Village or whatever, I had no problem. I would go in there every now and then. But if there were – it changed. If I'd see two people in there, skip in the tub.
So the Village you're okay with, but if you went to the Y, you'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah, but if the party's going on in there, if there's over two people in there, I'll wait. I'll do something else and then also –
But you know what? The Y is probably like so hypervigilant about how dirty some of the people get, and they're probably better at chlorinating than they would be at the Village.
That's right. And I don't want to shoot the Y down at all. It all, if I look at it and it looks like, okay, this is maintained, I'll go in there because same thing with the steam room. I love taking a steam. but if there's an all skate going on in there.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing. And I started looking at
guys
that too.
Shaving.
They sell those. In the steamer?
Oh, yeah. Ah. They got sinks in the in the steamer.
They do?
Now. Yeah.
Good.
Guys
Lord.
Swear, oh, it's best shave you'll ever have.
I'm sure it is, but.
Isn't
it?
And so I started. I put my balls up in the sink and started shaving.
I swear I'm tucking my shirt in. I swear.
Yeah. It's taking a spritz, right? That's what they call that.
I have a spritz
or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a Jewish thing. They shave in there now?
Yep.
Oh, I think I'd knock that guy out.
And you can get their disposable razor. You don't have a razor?
Man.
Got them right up there.
See, they have the ones at this other place for two people at a time. So if you're in there by yourself, you just lay down.
Nobody can get in with you.
Or you just go with somebody you know, and that's okay. But they're, you can't just barge in on somebody. And what kind of human being are you that you see an opening in that room and there's nobody in there you know?
Let me get next to you.
Let me just climb in here and sweat with you, strangers. I just don't know how that mindset operates. I could never be the guy that goes, I don't know anybody in this hot, hot box. I'm getting in.
If there's stadium seating, always go to the top row.
Always go to the top row.
It's the hottest and most people don't get up there.
Right. And also, you're not sitting by someone you don't know and sweating in a towel. I don't understand it. I couldn't do it. So they do them like individual. So I started to look at those too. Those things are like $6,000. You can't have these things in your own home without spending a fortune. How can I isolate from humanity at these prices?
What's the most important thing? Are you trying to, I mean, your deal is entire body.
Oh, yeah. Well, that ice
Because I was saying if there's a particular, like if it was legs,
it's
knees.
My shoulders. So it's hard. I have to dunk in sideways if it's just one of those, you know, and they do those sleeves. Those don't work.
Why don't you do the Italian cooler?
Wait, 55 that's gallon. To get shot.
55 gallon bucket. Mm-hmm. Brett knows how that works. You can get bodies in there.
Yeah, oh yeah. We get an Italian cooler full of bodies. That's what I'll just end up doing is pouring ice in a bathtub I've got that I haven't used. Got a bathtub in the house. We're grown ups. We don't take baths. Just pour ice in it. And then that'll drain itself. I'll just, like Brett said, I just have to have an ice delivery guy like it's 1945 come by.
There's where you spend your money.
There's your eyes, see?
Yeah. Hey, buddy. He'd probably been, show up black and white with that big thing hanging over his shoulder.
Brett, look up the Manitowoc ice maker. There's where you spend your money.
Wow, you've got it on deck. That was impressive. Pull that right off your head. A guy with Alzheimer's remembers that. The ice maker. I've got a small Manitowoc ice maker for drinks that makes the popcorn hospital ice.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. But it's just a little guy. How much is the Manitowoc ice?
Well, we have a couple different choices.
$1,500.
$1,500 to make ice?
I mean, it's the big boy.
Mark's got one at his house that makes hospital ice, and it's about, I think his was
You'll probably
grand.
Have too much ice even with that, so get one about half the size.
It's a little heavy for an ice maker. My fridge does it for free.
You'll have to start throwing some cocktails.
Oh, those are nice looking.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a restaurant quality ice maker.
Yeah.
I see what you're pulling.
There's the one you need for.
This there you go, $5,388.
$5,000 to make ice in my house?
That's
I'm not doing that. Just for a bathtub?
How about the above? It drops it down.
Which one?
I need the low end of this, Brett. If I get it.
There's $876.
There you go.
$876.
Or wait a minute. I don't know if that's a maker or just a bin. Let's see.
Is it a bin? If it's an ice bin, I'll take it. If it makes its own ice, I'll just get in that.
Yeah, ice maker not included.
Oh, damn it. Well, that's not an ice maker
at
all.
But that holds it.
But that holds ice.
Yeah.
I'll just buy that.
365
Brett, you're
pounds.
Italian. Can I get a body in there?
We can make it fit.
Check out
no problem.
It's fantastic. Yeah, the shoulder pain has created a massive amount of depression. I don't sleep. It's awful. So I got to get this ice bath. That thing's huge.
But isn't the ice just more of a distraction for you, or is it actually working?
It does a lot. It helps. Well, it's good for your circulation. It's good for swelling. It's good for all that stuff. Look, I got bone issue. So eventually that's just going to have to come out.
365 pounds of ice it holds.
Yeah. I got to get it all pulled out and metal stuff put in. Oh. I'm never going through an airport again. I'm trying to avoid that whole thing. Yeah, both of them have to go.
Oh, then you can add the ice maker on there for $2,500.
Don't need it.
$2,600.
Don't need it.
So 365 pounds of ice, that's some volume. You might be able to climb into that.
I'm a 195-pound man.
Yeah.
You got 100 pounds of ice, I'm still under.
Oh, there you go. Should we get, let's see if we can get dimensions here.
Log in for savings.
Yeah, log in for those savings, Brett. This is fantastic. Yeah, give me some dimensions.
It looks like it's only 30 inches wide.
So am I.
That's plenty.
Just going to scrunch up in there?
Get a potato bug
just
up.
A little bit less than that.
He tucked up in the F-150
that's
to
right.
start.
You saw me snaking around tight. In that car. 30 inches wide is no big deal. It's the,
30 by 34. It looks
I need
like.
Some
that's
depth.
Height. And that's height. That's plenty yeah. high.
Depth is 34.
I just don't want to be hanging out.
Well, that's what you're going to be doing. You're
what's
gonna be,
the length?
You're going to be leaning, right, like John said in from the fireside chat. You're going to be leaning out the window and stuff.
I'm just sitting.
How you
it,
doing?
Fine,
right?
Scroll down a little bit. There are the dimensions. There they are. 30 by, 38.
No, that's not very good. But if I'm sitting down.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we can get you in there.
You pop me in that box?
We'll make it fit. Don't worry about it.
I got a guy. You don't need your legs from the knees down anyway. 30 by 38. But that's less than 4 feet.
I like the design, though. There's the design you need. Because if it
plunk down in there.
And if it rains, it runs right
that's
off.
That's right. Keep it outside. This is good. We're on to something. Put a little staircase right out of stainless steel so it looks nice. You get a little staircase on the outside, and I'm climbing in a freezer in my backyard like a hillbilly taking a bath.
Look at there you go. There's the size. That's not like what I was thinking of, because at Tony Roma's and Black Angus, that's when I worked there, we had like three times as wide as that one.
Like I could have gotten like in the one we had at Tony Roma's.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's the one with the ice maker on top. Take that thing off the top.
Well, that's the ice maker, yeah.
And I get that second one, I can do
that. It just rains down there.
How much is the bigger bin for my iced body?
Let's see here.
I want this. And if you've never had an ice bath, I highly recommend the Optimized People. Though it's a great spot. I just have an issue with other people's body hair and butt chunks and flakes and things like that. Like Brady, I think of Brady.
It's a valid issue.
I've known Brady for 20 plus years. If Brady got into a cold bath before me, all I'd think about is rust, butt, and hair. And I've known him. I've known him forever. I know Brady's
just
not
butt
a
oils
dirty
in
guy,
general.
But yeah, just ass oil. But truffle butter or whatever's coming out of you.
Oh,
well, you don't know. I don't know if he's got that going. I don't know what he does on the weekends.
That's where you release it all.
What's he do on the weekends? I don't know. It's up to you. But then he's thinking, you're too cold. Your body's going to clench up. And then you're just going to go truffle butter all through there. And then say, John, get in. No. And by the way, none of you can use my ice bin.
There's a 30 by 48 by 60. That'll work.
That's the keeper.
Except it comes with the ice on top of it. That's going to run you some money.
That just seems excessive.
I've got any prices.
Get that big one in the back there, Brett.
Which one?
Down there.
Right there.
This one?
The one underneath.
No.
Yeah, see?
That was the bin only.
The bin. How much is that big bitch? I want that.
Yeah, and then you just get your ice delivered, right?
You throw it in there yourself. Just go over to the Circle K and grab 20 bags of it.
There you go.
Try to race home before it melts.
Hey, it's October.
You never
62.
Know. You run into that.
Now.
You run into that Trump rally. Next thing you know,
damn it! I gotta get this ice.
I'm
home.
Never gonna get home. I'm never gonna dunk myself because these goddamn Trumpies
not voting for Trump and their stupid parades.
I'll tell you what, that parade. I got so many, and I'm getting them still right now. It's got 3 in a row. Strangers emailing me and texting me right now. Trump, just fired.
They're all fired up.
Trump. I just got phone numbers I don't recognize. I got stuff coming up. I'm like Trump. I get it. Kevin from Prestige Billiard just like, look at this, sends me a video as he's driving along. The whole side of the road was just covered in Trumpies. It was hilarious. I'm like, man, they're out 7,000 strong just wandering around the road.
Like I was telling you guys earlier, I was coming south on the 51 and I jumped on the 202 and literally, and I don't know how far it was past the 51, but going eastbound, it was all the way from the 51 to past Scottsdale Road, just nothing but hillbillies and trucks with their flags out and everything else. It was
the crazy
it was
part
amazing.
About it was is half the 51 was shut down all weekend. Like
yeah,
you couldn't go north.
Go northbound.
Yeah,
now.
So it was like all the detours and stuff got Trump flaggy. I admire the hell out of it.
It was something to see.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at it going, this is nuts. You picked a great day, by the way. The weather was fantastic, but they trumped up, and then all these no more bullshit. Flags are everywhere, and I'm like on houses.
Yep.
I'm like, geez, there's one on Missouri, which is a really nice neighborhood. Funk right in the front of this like mansion over there in the Biltmore. No more boats.
We got one on one of the big mansions in Gilbert McMansions.
My grandpa has in his lifetime. I like Ike.
JFK for prez.
The great slogans.
We've got your feelings and no more bullshit. Is awesome.
But we've never had anything like this. Like thousands of people having parades.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but it makes me worry for next Tuesday. 8 more days till we find out whether the apocalypse is here
till the end
or
of the
if
world.
Everybody's calm. Or it's all talk. Yeah. We'll see. But, yeah, it'll be the end of the world either direction. There's going to be losers. The losers team is going to go bananas either side.
And did you see DeAndre Hopkins throwing the finger at the caravan while he's driving by his Ferrari?
Yeah.
At the what?
He was throwing the finger at all the Trump supporters.
He's going down
cruising his Ferrari.
The 202 or the 101, and he's got two fingers up, and his top's down in the Ferrari, and he's flipping off the Trumpies. And they took pictures and goes, that's DeAndre Hopkins. D-Hop! Floating by going, F you. Oh, absolutely he's entitled, but he's still kind of representing the Cardinals a little bit. Like, F you guys. Yeah. And you got to realize that the NFL's in a bit of a thing, and the Bidwells are definitely voting for Trump.
And that's a deal-breaker for some fans right now. Yeah.
Here's a fun thing, manipulated fans. Every owner in the NFL is voting for Donald Trump, every one of them. And they're going to go on TV going,
I think Black Lives Matter, and I think all this stuff is just necessary. And I just want my players to be happy and end racism and all the nonsense.
Put slogans
vote
on
Trump,
the helmets.
Boom, it's gone. He's voting for Trump. There's 32 owners, 32 Trump voters. Guaranteed. They don't want to pay insane taxes on their billions. And that's who gets hit hardest. Those dudes are all voting for Trump. And they're going on TV saying, well, politics and football. Jerry Jones is a Trump supporter, period. And they've got everybody fooled that the sports world, half those dudes are like, yeah. Say your name, Trump.
If they weren't, they would be announcing vote for Biden.
Oh, absolutely. They'd be all over it. It's like what 50 Cent did. 50 Cent pissed everybody off, but when he saw the taxes, he's like, what? 62%? And his quote was great. I don't care if he hates, I'm voting for Trump. I'm not going to turn into 20 Cent. So there's a lot of liars out there that are play pretending so they don't get the media attention to crush them. And the next thing, every one of those owners that's playing like a fiddle, like, oh, this is just social injustice and all these things, and I just want the world. No, they're in camp with the guy that they're kind of talking bad about. DeAndre Hopkins driving by, flipping off, thinking that his whole team's united top to bottom, top floor to the bottom floor, the janitors all, no. The guys who are signing your checks, I guarantee you, are not voting against their own interests that way. They aren't doing it.
But just keep catching that ball.
Yeah, D-Hop, your check's cash, right? Yeah, then flip off whoever you want and assume what you will. But guess what? We're voting against your interests and his interests.
He's
too.
Good.
He's amazing. That dude's outstanding. What a trade that was.
Man.
Unbelievable.
What was the number that Fitzgerald passed? Like
1,400.
But receptions in the stadium.
660.
Passed up. Yeah, that's
He beat Rice last night, right?
In the same stadium.
In the same stadium.
It catches in.
That's still amazing.
That's digging for a record.
Yeah.
They were digging.
That just shows you were there for a long time.
It just means you stuck around and contributed for a while. I always hate that. We talked about this like last year, but every time he's about to break a record or come in second place, and it's a bit because Jerry Rice's records are unattainable. You have to play for like
4,000 yards.
Jerry shows up.
Just call it the Rice record.
Remember last year when he was going to go to second place, and it was a huge deal, and what an honor for Larry Fitzgerald. And there's Jerry Rice in the sidelines going, I still have that record, but congratulations, your second place is so cute. And it's like your moment just got robbed because outside of him, you're the best receiver to ever play the game.
He's a legend. Twice in overtime, just taking the ball right away from anybody and bringing it right to the ref.
Yeah.
I know that's what he does, but you don't see anybody else in the league doing that with that kind of smarts to just
Every time Larry has a thing happen that's good, Jerry Rice goes out to shake his hand. He goes, hang on just a second. Let me take these rings off real quick. I don't want to hurt your hand, your ringless hand, while I shake it. You still got some catches left. Hundreds, I don't think so, but maybe a couple. And I put my rings back on, and you go out there and be in second place. That's adorable, ringless Larry.
Jerry just shows up because maybe one day he'll be able to tell the story. I was there that day. He got injured and came so close. Almost. I was there.
He's not even close. Like, Jerry doesn't even have to show up for these. He's so far ahead.
On some of them. Yeah, they'll never
be. All of them. And there's nothing you can do to touch his records. And he shows up for the guy who's just, and now the second greatest receiver of all time will be given a football by Jerry Rice.
Second.
And then Jerry comes trotting out on the field and goes, that's my cue. Jackass. Yeah, but DeAndre flipping off the Trump supporters on the way is just.
Texter says, John, it wasn't just the issue of him flipping us off.
Apparently he was in it.
He was brake checking people, and the DPS pulled him over.
Oh, is that right? I didn't see that part.
That's brave, brake checking people in your Ferrari.
Yeah.
Well, you can downshift.
Brodozers and all that.
You downshift. There's no brake lights when you downshift, and then you take off from a...
Yeah, they'll go right up over that. A brodozer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'll climb you. Haven't you seen Cannonball Run, DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
Joe Klecko is going to run you over.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Don't screw around with this. Yeah, so that was the Trump thing yesterday. I was just like, the pictures that people sent me, I mean, I had a couple of friends just fire off some beauties. And then, you know, all the flags and all the merchandise, even if he loses, I was looking at that. I don't know who's benefiting. Like, does Trump get a piece of that? I know his camp, he can't make the money off of that. But, like, those are trademark names.
If he's selling the merch to them.
Yeah. Is he Brian Bosworthing this
thing? Of course
he
is.
He can't be. Like, somebody in it.
Come on.
He's not allowed, I'm saying.
Maybe Donald Jr. is.
Right. He's Joe Biden in you. You've got a good point.
Come on, man.
If he gets caught, then you end up in jail.
He would give two rats about the jail thing.
If you go through the hassle of going through that, which, again, I don't doubt, but at the same time, on the other side of it, if anyone wants to sell Trump shirts,
yeah, he's
you
just wholesale. It.
It's like signage for him.
It's the president.
He's just wholesaling it.
So I'm wondering.
But it's free. It's free. You're not paying for the signage that way because all these people are buying merch and flags.
Of course.
There's got to be some genius. And I'm probably voting for Biden because
that's what
it's
I'm wondering
always
if there's
the opposition.
An application where here's a fee to sell it. You know, it's basically you pay $250.
Well, yeah, you pay the county, but I mean,
no. But I'm saying, do they have to pay for?
You mean
logos?
Pay Trump?
Do you have to pay for the right to sell that stuff?
Because some of these guys look like they're almost pressing their own shirts.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's
you
a bunch of that.
You and I can get with a wholesaler and buy a bunch of NFL stuff and go on a corner because we.
Yeah,
the
if you
wholesaler,
buy it after the fact,
the wholesaler has paid the fee to the NFL.
That's true.
It's the same thing.
That's like when Brady's friend was chopping up NFL shirts and movie shirts and trying to sell them as their own. We just still think it's illegal. Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. So you buy them initially, and then but that's the thing. Somebody's making a fortune. Yesterday, all I saw
100%,
was a 100%. Fortune being made. All that stuff. If I, you know, you go. When I went to the Steelers game last September, and I looked around, and I'm like, there's just nothing but Juju Smith-Schuster jerseys here. You were with me. Everybody had them. I'm like, how
within
much
within three blocks
money?
Of that stadium, they were everywhere.
How much money is being funneled through that jersey by itself, not even counting the towels and all the stuff. I saw the same thing with Trump.
Why wouldn't you press it on your own? Because how bad would that look? All of a sudden, you've got your T-shirt capability. You can make your shirts and sell them for Trump. And then all of a sudden, how bad would it look if Trump campaign is suing this guy for
they
not
wouldn't do
licensing?
It. Right.
They're not going to do it.
But that's why I'm saying it's not the Trump campaign. I'm saying somebody else owns it.
Yeah.
They might sue you, and you'd be like, oh, I didn't even know there was a separate business that he's not even related to, that has the right. Somebody's got the rights to that. But it's a lot of dough. The Trump merch is incredible. And I know the public figure thing kicks in, that you can use him as that. But I'm saying someone out there. It could be Toledo for all we know.
It could be.
You
he
tricky
wouldn't, he wouldn't
son
be
of
sitting
a
here
bitch.
Right now.
No,
I'd
he
make
wouldn't.
That money.
No. But you just trademarked the thing. Not his name, but like a couple of the looks. And then if people are selling it, you get dough. There's so much money being made, and I don't even know where to start with. I saw a guy in a scarf yesterday. And it's like, I guess today it applies, but scarves?
A Trump scarf?
Yeah.
Scarf?
Yeah, kind of like one of those. And I'm like, that's a Euro-liberal thing. You don't throw that away. That's the opposite
There's
of Trump.
There's tons of them at the Rising game.
Yeah, Trump scarves are not ever going to catch on. You're a soccer fan. You're a Biden guy.
Did you see Cher was in town for the other side last night?
Pretty great. Cher showed up.
Boy, I'm sure she swung some votes.
Oh, man. If you were on the fence before and a huge Cher fan, you're gay. You were going to vote for Biden anyway. What are you doing on the fence, gay guy?
Where did she go? Again, you said it, but where?
I don't know where she went. She was. Yeah, I think she was downtown somewhere.
Yeah, it was. I don't either. I saw her in her purple mask and her thing. But I was like, who in the world is Cher talking to? Anyone who pays attention to Cher already was interested in Biden. Nobody like, oh, I'm a Trump fan and a Cher fan. But maybe she's got something to say that'll sway me. She's not. Do you believe in life after Trump? I can feel something inside you. Oh, I'm voting for Biden. I was a Trump guy until just now. What is Cher doing? That's like
she was straddling a giant gun cannon up there.
Yeah. Ugh, if I could turn back time. But yeah, I mean, Cher is not swaying a single vote. If you're a, it's like Barry Manilow going out, going, "Hey, by the way, I'm going to do a rally." Oh, we know who you're doing a rally for, Barry. Stop. Don't waste anybody's time. Do a concert. Do a benefit concert. Maybe she charged an astronomical amount of money. But first off, not going to Cher to hear her talk. Sing a couple of songs. Do some numbers. And then, you know, raise some money for whatever you're there for. But Cher giving a speech? No, thank you. I could be a Biden super fan. I'm not going to a Cher speech. And then I believe, and Biden will be the greatest president. Okay, I can't understand you anyways. You're old and your tongue doesn't work right.
Maybe Trump will combat it and bring Volbeat in to do the to do his rally.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little Volbeat. A lot of people say I'm not a fan of Volbeat. You know what? I am. I'm a huge fan. Great, you know, a lot of great band.
He's been dancing
band.
A lot. Sound
just like Cher.
Great band. Very good. They're Cher. They're my Cher. Trump. Volbeat. Sounds like Cher. Acts like Cher. No gays. It's great. Very few gay people like Volbeat, which is weird because they sound just like their idol. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
What are you doing going to a Cher? We're going to the Cher rally. Why? You've already made up your mind.
I know.
She's not singing.
I know.
What are you doing?
And the Biden goes on.
I like that one.
And the Biden goes on.
We're already all voting for Biden. Do your hits.
Do you believe it?
That perfect.
She visited the Mission for Arizona Supply Center.
That's right.
Wherever the hell now, that is and whatever the hell that is.
Restaurant supplies are Sarah's passion.
Gypsy traveling thing.
It's changing
after about
3 minutes
of talking, yeah. Come on,
sing the
do
gypsy,
a song.
Do the gypsy one.
Cherokee, I'm a Cherokee girl. Gypsy travel thing.
Just do a medley and get off the stage. It's like, it's the stupid, it's if John Daly and Kid Rock showed up for a speech. Like, no, we already know who's showing up. There's no point in this. We get it, Kid Rock. We know exactly where you stand, and I admire it. Ted Nugent coming to town to give a speech. No. Although he is endlessly entertaining.
Might be time to get him on the phone.
Yeah, we might have to get, day before the election. Let's just get everybody all fired up. Do a little passive-aggressive Nuge talk. A TED talk. And then we'll call Cher.
Uncle Ted, how are you?
We'll have Ted and Cher debate on the show. You know, we're a swing state. We could probably do that. And Ted's probably banged her or something, and that would all come out.
That'd be great. We got to line this up.
I just don't get it. Yeah, I saw the Cher thing last night and just shaking my head like, really? You're only going because you're gay and you're trying to get close to Cher. That's it. No straight man going, well, I've got business interests, but I can't make up my mind on who to vote for. Maybe Cher will sway me.
Then there was a rumor that President Trump used a fake Melania on Thursday.
At the debate?
When he got onto the Marine One helicopter on Thursday to head to the debate in Nashville.
She wasn't fake, Brady.
Melania,
you can touch it. You can feel it. It's real.
But there's a picture circulating on the internet all weekend. Clearly looks like a woman with Trump is a fake Melania.
It's a brick-and-mortar Melania.
Awesome.
She's a blow-up Melania.
Good for you, sir.
She's one of those Japanese dolls.
You've got interchangeable Melanias?
Hey.
Good on
him. Props to him.
He's got been accused of using Melania doubles in the past.
I will cast a vote for that.
Got to get a backup Melania and a backup to that backup. Make them look exactly alike. We can rebuild her.
You got three Melania Trumps that are willing to hang out with you?
God bless you.
Win. You're the you should be president of Earth.
I just want to tell everybody here who I'm voting for. We know, Cher.
We know who you're voting for. And you won't even be alive by the time this president is done with his 4 years. You're like 100 years old.
And then you know by the end of that, she's hawking some kind of skincare cream or something.
They say I love Honey O'Dowell.
Oil of Olay will keep you nice and tight.
What is she? Is she singing about skincare?
They say Trump's skin is wrinkly and crepey.
Mm-hmm. I know what we're doing here. We're gonna. But we're in a. This is a trap. Gay guys. I'm gonna ask my neighbors. Did you go to the share rally?
No, they were there.
They were.
You know they were there.
I was at their house a year ago, and they said, like, whoops, they were talking about something. I'm like, where'd you guys go last night? Oh, we went and saw Judy. I'm like, of course you did. The Garland movie that no one saw but them. Like, how was it? She's amazing. I'm like, no, she's not. That movie is going to have no audience. It's an amazing film. But they were a little bit kind of like, there's some things they left out. I'm like, so you knew the story going in. It's Judy Garland. Of course we did. We were the day we came out, we're given a pamphlet of things to memorize, and it's all Cher's lyrics and Judy Garland's history. That's about it.
Those are the trends now on most of the biopics. It's they choose a 20-year period out of your life.
Yeah, they chunk it up.
Yeah.
I wonder if Cher did clang, clang, clang with the trolley just to make the gays
laugh. Ding, ding, goes the bell.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley. Ding, ding, ding goes the body.
And ends it with somewhere.
Oh, yeah. She just does Judy Garland stuff. She's losing the gays.
They don't like my stuff. Somewhere. Oh, rainbow.
Cher's really reaching tonight.
Just swinging all the voters. Yeah.
You can tell everybody else this is your song.
Oh, my God. She's hitting all the gay classics. This is ridiculous. If she does Adam Lambert, we're leaving.
What do you want from me?
That's right. There it is.
What do you want from me? Somebody bring me some water.
Lesbian.
I'm doing lesbian.
I don't think the lesbians like her.
Boo!
Boo!
Those are for the dykes, Cher. Sorry, I thought you were all the same. Boo! I thought you all loved lesbian, too.
I bet she says that like a Cajun.
We're huge with the gays and lesbian.
Cher, stop it. And then I have to say to a guy named Leo that we make a bet every time the Steelers and Titans play. I believe I purchased him two jerseys. I finally get a jersey back. I am a large. Cam Hayward is my choice.
I thought you had a Hayward.
I don't have a Hayward. I have a T-shirt.
Oh. You already ordered Mapletron.
Oh, I got Claypool already showed up Thursday night. I had that on yesterday. So a Cam Hayward, please. That would be nice. I'll have a Cam to add to the pile. Thanks to Leo, the only Titans fan in all of Phoenix, and we make a bet. Every time they play. We've had a pretty successful run. In fact, I believe he's gotten the short end of this because I ended up getting a hat once because he wanted a Jake Locker jersey.
Oh, that's that guy? That guy? Oh.
I had to get him, but I couldn't find it. And then the one Chris Johnson that they sold over at Arizona Mills was like a quadruple XL. So I was on this massive search. You could just use the internet. And I'm like, no.
You went to Arizona Mills?
Oh, yeah. I like Arizona Mills.
Wow.
Nobody speaks English, so I can skate right in and out of there.
You can barter.
Yeah, you go in there and you can trade chips and beans for football jerseys. You know, there's always a little weird swivel over every N, like Johnson. I'm like, no, you don't need the Nina thing on top of that. Accent over the Johnson? No, it's just Johnson.
See? Okay, how much did you give me for this?
Latino Johnson?
Yeah, you just Latinoed up the Johnson. Well, over the
Johnson.
No, it's just Johnson. I'll give you this pair of shoes and some... I've got some pop cans in the car.
Oh, okay.
Fago?
You get a Johnson.
Are they Fago?
Yeah, I love that. Fago pop cans. They're bottles. You get 5 cents in Michigan.
Get lunch at the Guadalupe Rain Cafe.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple of old gift cards I've got. This thing's got $10 on it. You can go to the Rainforest Cafe. They got, every half hour the animals get
a
bath.
Is it still open?
I don't know, Brady.
I'm sure it's improved since then, but one of the worst meals I've ever had in my life there.
Why would it have improved?
Because well, it's got nowhere to go up.
This was years ago, but if they've stuck around this long, there's no way that consistency held. There's no way.
The Rainforest Cafe doesn't care about you. Come on.
Come on, man.
We're sorry, Mr. Toledo.
Come on, man.
Come back and try again.
So to Leo. And also, Brady, I had to ask you about, you said before the show that, because I tried to watch the Borat movie. I got a couple of friends who were telling me how funny it was. I got through about 25 minutes and I didn't laugh once. I was bored. I didn't like his daughter, which if you don't like the girl playing the daughter, like she annoyed me to tears immediately. And everything felt so fake and contrived. Like none of it felt like they were fooling anybody. It felt like, okay. Meh. And I know he hits a home run with the Giuliani thing, but I didn't want to sit to get to the end. And I've got friends I really like and trust their taste. And they're like, dude, it's hilarious. And I'm looking, I'm like, I'm not getting it. So Brady was going to watch it. I told him, text him Friday. So I got about 15 minutes through.
You're out.
Then I'm done. I want to watch it, but I can't. I like Sacha Baron Cohen. I like the jokes and the stuff he's done on his TV. Some of them miss, but that's okay. I never liked the Ali G movie was horrible. The Bruno movie was horrible.
Yeah, only the – I mean, when he originally came out with the shows, they were like half hour something like that.
And the Ali G show on HBO was hilarious because nobody knew who he was. So he was fooling people. Now he doesn't. So the Borat thing was boring. You said you were going to watch it Friday. You didn't. And I said I didn't get through it. And then it was quiet in the office. And then Brady said, we did have movie night, though. Witches. And I just need to know where that happened.
In the bar.
Oh, that happened in the bar.
God damn it, Brady. No.
Excited. I hosted. I didn't really host.
No, they were watching and you walked
family
in.
Family saw. Yeah, I'm in. Okay.
That's what the witches. Family room's for.
I got in a little trouble.
Oh, because you kicked him out or you were.
No.
That didn't happen.
I missed part of Witches.
You fell asleep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're
they
watching
looked over
Witches.
About 20 minutes into it. And then.
Wait, it's mandatory to stay awake through their movies?
Well, when I got busted, of course, are you sleeping? No. Oh, I'm
miserable.
Shh.
What are you guys doing in
part.
Here?
This is a good part.
You watched Witches. In your, quote, man cave.
Family bonding. I did, and
you should have went in the family room.
Yeah, it's a family room. That's where you watch movies with the family. The man cave you've built with all those ugly cans and all that nastiness is designed to not watch Witches.
You made a better viewing experience in the one room that's yours.
Right.
Yeah, I gave them another taste. Another taste.
You keep giving them the drugs. They're going to sleep at the doorstep. You're feeding cats.
I didn't think Witches was very good.
I would hope not.
But then the next day I see on the Insta, Jim Gaffigan, thank you so much, HBO Max. Had Witches with the kids.
He's joking.
No,
Gaffigan's joking.
He's plugging.
Always
it wasn't in his bitch barn either. Yeah, I bet it was in the family room.
Yeah, and he, you know, I'm not. I don't have an issue with you watching movies with your child and your wife, but not in that room.
Forbidden in that room.
Yes.
See, that's where we differ a little bit.
Then why did you build it?
Because I'm in there 90% of the time solo.
Mm-mm. So keep it that way.
That is there. 110%. The family can come in.
That's not what we're hearing, Brady. There's an awful lot of time spent with them in that room.
Sometimes he gets lonely.
Then go out into the family room. What are you, immobilized at home?
I don't like the seating arrangement in the family room.
It's your house.
Change then redo it.
We have. I can't. I just got a new couch, and it's got the chaise lounge on the one side.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of it. If I sit in that thing, I'm gone.
What?
What? It's NyQuil to you?
There's a rack monster in there.
Oh, my God.
You sit down. Good night.
Then don't sit in it.
Man, what
then
is
then I got to sit in the middle and the other. Yeah, it's just.
Did you have a choice
I'd rather recline
death couch?
In the theater seats.
Unbelievable. You're afraid of your own furniture.
Yeah, it scares me.
And you bought it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Well, listen, that was a joint effort there.
Yeah.
On the couch, you had
sounds
the
sounds like you got your way in that joint.
You
effort.
Want the you want the chaise on the ends or straight across? I should have gotten the straight
but you didn't
seat.
Because you didn't really have a because
you're
in
sitting
couch.
In that chaise part at the time trying out like this is nice,
right? It's the whole point. You're comfortable. What's why is there such a guilt about falling asleep?
Because I'll do it no matter what time.
So what?
I know. I was just kidding. I'm afraid
you,
of that.
Running Sector 7G at the power plant? You can sleep. Stop inviting them into that room. You do not feed the cats. They don't go away. It's true.
I understand what you're saying.
Witches is for.
Well, not the bitch barn.
Bitches.
Come on, Brett. Rhyme along with me. Follow the bouncing ball, man.
Sorry, I'm still lost over here with this.
It's not a comfortable moment. Well, you're going to watch Borat in there? See, now that would have been a thing. Hey.
I was.
I'm going to watch Borat in my room. If you guys want to come in, that's fine. But this is a man's room. R-rated movies play here. I don't want to hear this isn't right for her. Then get out. Yeah. That's the thing.
Has there been an R-rated movie shown in that room yet?
Oh, yeah. About every day. After the show, go home, catch some TV.
You're guilty about falling asleep, but you watch a movie every single day in there?
Most of the time, again, movies are pretty solid. I'm not dozing off, but Witch has got me.
Yeah, because it's for children. And
I stayed awake for all of Hubie Halloween.
Oh, God.
That's not.
Damn it.
You're not
selling us on this.
That was in the bitch barn, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How was the Cher rally last night? Because you were there.
I knew she was coming this weekend. I didn't.
I want to welcome my special friend Brady out here on stage.
She acknowledged me, and I was asleep.
He's the one sleeping in the front row. Let's not wake him. That's how I love home the other round.
He's laying in my chaise.
Elmo Town was home in Elmo here.
She's not even using words anymore. She doesn't spry.
I forgot the words. Elmo's home.
Oh, Cher. Anyway, Brady, I'm worried about you. 1 out of 5 stars for Witches.
Yeah.
I could have told you that. Witches is a family room event.
It's Halloween, you know.
Witches XXX is the Bitch Barn movie.
Yeah.
That's what you're watching there. Witches in the family room. And then you go to sleep on the thing. If they give you grief, like, are you asleep? I'm like, we're watching Witches. You expected me to stay up through this?
Yeah, they put me out.
Really? It's the one movie.
Your room and you took crap for.
That one lady with the big eyes is in, right? What's her name?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. The one movie she's not going to show her cans.
Yeah.
You're going to sleep.
I was hoping there were some cans. But
you don't hang through a Hathaway vehicle. Yeah. Well, that would be the only reason. And now a special moment for all the fathers forced to watch Anne Hathaway's cans. 10, 9. Just right there on the screen. Watch that movie she did with Jake Gyllenhaal that's terrible, where she's got like multiple sclerosis or something.
It's the only scene I've seen.
She shows her cans
that,
over and over in that.
I haven't ever finished the entire movie, Brokeback Mountain.
Not that. No, she's in that too, but there's another one.
Cans
she's
in
naked
that.
In that. There's some good nude scenes in Brokeback Mountain, beyond the really good ones. You know, the ones? Yeah, those are solid. But then you get the really good heterosexual scenes. But no, the other one she did with Gyllenhaal about being she's sick.
And she's strung out, druggy?
No. She's got multiple sclerosis or some sort of disease that's getting her. And she decides to bone Jake Gyllenhaal the entire film. And they just have sex the whole time. It's great for everybody because Gyllenhaal's just absolutely beautiful. And he gets naked too. And two of them together, forget about it. I could watch that all day. And I have. It's a terrible movie though. I don't remember what it's called. It's just terrible. But they're naked constantly, and you watched Witches instead. Hey, look at that. There you go.
All right.
Her cans are out. Is that Brokeback Mountain? Which one is that?
No, Havoc, I think, or something?
Oh, Havoc. Yeah, yeah. That was before she started to officially turn into Liza Minnelli, which she has.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Clang, 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 went to trolley. That's Judy's daughter.
The cabaret.
I'm surprised they didn't have her.
Come do the cabaret, old chump.
How was she not casted for that?
I don't know.
For Judy.
Who, Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Because she's Liza. There's just a slight difference. Yeah. It would throw you off. I don't know. And you'll probably watch Judy in the man cave in a couple weeks.
Les Mis is next.
Why don't you watch Brokeback? I'll come over. We'll watch Brokeback. And if Kirby rolls in, what are you two old pirates up to? We're watching Brokeback Mountain like a couple of men in a man cave. You mind if I join you? Have a seat and prepare yourself.
Why'd he do that?
What in the world is going on? Daddy, what did Randy Quaid mean by putting the stem on the rose?
You're about to find out.
Pry your eyes open like it was Clockwork Orange.
I don't want to see it, Daddy.
You come into the room, you watch the thing.
This is life.
I don't ever want to be in this room again.
This is life on the range.
That's right. Is this how it really works for cowboys, Daddy?
Sure enough, they get lonely out of there and they start each other.
That's why you stay away from cowboys.
No problemo. Daddy, I'm not homophobic, but this movie's making me want to throw up on your floor.
That's a good girl. Now get your Trump flag and stand outside.
Anyway, 8 more days, and we don't have to worry about this anymore. I want to kill Phil the Ballot. I want to kill
everyone. Does
I want to kill every producer of every commercial ever? I want to burn down every pack there is. I can't get through anything.
You don't have a favorite commercial right now?
No. I do kind of like a couple, actually. There's a couple of them. The one where they make Mark Kelly slut up a little bit. That was funny.
Is that the used car salesman one?
I like the used car salesman one, but I really...
But anytime he's with... Yeah, I like the one where anytime it's a picture of him, it's two hot babes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That one. Okay, yeah.
Well, the back-to-back, and this is, you know, this is sensitive, but it's out there. The back-to-back where McSally's like... she's using women going, I don't think I like how Mark Kelly treats women. And then he's sitting there and he's got his arm around these two, you know, atmosphere girls dressed like slut pilots. And he's got, and he's yeah. like, ah. Yep. And they're like, I don't think I like how he treats women. And then the next commercial is Mark Kelly and his wife. And you're like, ooh, he treated her pretty good considering.
This womanizer. Like,
ah, this womanizer's got quite... I'm going to give him a hall pass.
Or I'm like, I don't blame him for going outside.
I don't really think that he's got the... Because otherwise... And then you want McSally to lean into it.
Yeah.
If he gets elected... Yeah,
you want her to go...
The extra
we're
mile.
All going to get fingered if he gets elected.
Right. Every woman out there is going to get one. And he doesn't even care if you're handicapped. Oh, Martha.
Martha.
Don't you dare, Martha McSally.
It's Marty McSally.
Yeah. He does. He has sex with handicapped women. Martha! It was a tragedy. But those commercials are just making me not care about anything. One after another.
And they're right. They follow each other up.
Back to back, and then back to back, and then back again, and then there's like four in a row. It's like, oh, yeah? Well, how about this?
And then a third-party version.
And then I'm Harold Tippernini. I'm like, get off my TV. You don't have an opponent worth being interested in. You're a doctor. You did your... Okay, you're fine. Who hates you? I need hatred in my political commercials to be interested.
And we'll see if the Senate, whoever, where they... The confirmation of Coney Barrett today.
Yeah, on Hillary's birthday.
On Hillary's birthday.
Just everything's designed to piss everybody
off. Here's your gift.
Anyway, what do you got on the big board of musical treats? And by the way, it's brought to you by Action Ride Shops over there in Mesa. And with the snow going up north... Josh and the gang's a reminder that you can get all your ski equipment there, too. If this is going to happen this early, we might have a ski season attack us fast. So you get all that stuff reserved now. Because
snowing up north. Guy says, bring your shoulder up north, John. It's already cold up here.
Oh, God, it's laying that snow. God, that sounds amazing to pack that up. I didn't sleep at all last night trying to. Goddamn. I was thinking about Almond Delight. It's an old commercial. So get it all. He said, you know, you got to get it early because they're. For some reason, bikes and all their rental equipment flying out the door early because people are trying to find things to do through this pandemic, get them out of the house. So.
And they are loaded with
loaded.
Everything.
Loaded.
Anything you want to go up north is stocked.
Hop on it.
We got tons of stuff. Slipknot, Pantera, Metallica, Styx, Renegade
for the Steelers. For the Steelers. 6-0. Maybe have to do that one for those 6-0 Steelers.
We got some Boston on there for Toledo.
Oh, Boston's up there smoking.
Slayer, Stone Sour. We got Volbeat for the Cher on the Trump side.
Get Cher up. Oh, let's do some Volbeat, some counter. Let's do a little counter to Cher.
Still counting.
We'll do rock and roll
about the ballots.
Rock and roll man Cher.
I'm gonna bring up my friend Volbeat to sing the rest of my Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
And still counting may be what we're doing a week from the
Don't
big
even
Tuesday.
Start, Brett.
I'm telling you, that's
Brett.
I got a feeling.
Keep me hopeful that it ends next Tuesday. I know. It's a Pollyanna thought.
Well, they've got a good jump. We've got over 70 million.
Yeah, a lot of people have voted already. You know, whole households voted for
they've
by one
early
family.
Jump.
But there'll be Florida that screws it up, and they're going to have to recount it again. And
we lost 35 votes up in Boston. There was a box of 120.
Sure. That's going to be the argument.
35 burned.
Yeah. Oh. I saw a lady on TV celebrating the fact that she filled out all the ballots in her house for her family. That's exactly the opposite of what individual votes are supposed to be. Which is why I don't understand this thing being such a celebration. If you had two 18-year-old kids in your house, you just fill it out for them. It's not right. I don't get it. But whatever. The whole thing's all screwed up anyway. I mean, it's almost like we're setting up corruption so we can have more drama. Both sides.
I've heard plenty that, oh, he fills them out. Oh, she fills them out.
Right. It's not a survey. It's not a did you enjoy the call from State Farm? A little, a like, agree, disagree, strongly agree. Stupid. Anyway, you got Volbeat ready to go?
Download.
All right. Still counting. Yeah, we might want to play this every day the whole month of November because I have a feeling it's going to get weird. But I don't want it to, Brett. I'm keeping my hopes that next Tuesday it's just like, oh, well, this is easy. We're all done here.
Can you just give Brady his rose-colored glasses back?
You're right. It's a dream. I kind of like the rose coloreds in this one because
I think everybody does. But
the last thing we need is, although it would make for fun commercials if McSally and Kelly have some sort of runoff.
No,
and they have more ads together, and they have to really ramp it up on both sides. And Chick's actually show herself shooting down some sort of Afghan village.
They have to get in the planes and do an obstacle course.
How about that?
Fast, the best time.
Yeah, fighter jet obstacle. Yeah. Now that's the way to elect a leader. Here's the other thing we could do. Burr Hamilton style duel, only dogfight up in, Top Gun dogfight.
Yeah.
And we all know who's going to win that. No matter which side on the political aisle you're on, Mark Kelly's going to win that. Ask me why. You know, he's a man. That's just to make everybody mad again. And of course, according to the commercials, he treats women terribly. You should see him in a dogfight with one.
Ruthless.
Oh, he's brutal.
The idea.
He's brutal.
Crash and burn, huh, Mav?
Yeah. Yeah. Get out of here, McSally. You're no good to us. Mark Kelly shoots at his opponent in dogfights because she's a woman. Oh, it's pretty great.
I want to see McSally and Dan Crenshaw. I know he doesn't live here, but yeah. the one-eyed yeah. congressman, I want him to go up against her.
One-eyed congressman dude's awesome. He's a badass. Politically or otherwise, I don't care. He's been through a lot. Got patch on his eye. I automatically like somebody with a patch. Immediately, I'm like, you've got a story. I need to hear it. Very rarely.
Much better look than like Waxman, who looks like a hedgehog.
Well, he just looks like he's from Mordor. I like a patch.
Bruised
person.
Up McConnell is my McConnell. Favorite thing from
those
the weekend. Oh my God.
He's all beat up.
What happened?
They're all a mess.
Someone got to the turtle.
Yeah. Mark Kelly thought he was a woman and beat the tar out of him. Mark
I'll
Kelly
show you McConnell.
Terribly. That commercial's so great. What guy hasn't been in a pose with Atmosphere Girls, even if he doesn't want to be at some event? Like, I've done it a billion times.
Oh, my God.
Because we're at, like, a thing for KUPD.
I'm going to
pull one up for U-Fest. Our MILF contest.
Where I'm just like, don't bring it back.
Oh, yeah, it's I'm going to make hashtag. A campaign ad out
me
of it.
Me too. John Holmberg hates women. Somebody punch him.
Yeah.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big. On a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.